Time to talk some basketball. John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast joins us. Hello there, John.
Hey there. How's it going?
How's your Tuesday so far?
Great. Great, great.
Glad to hear that. I was scouring the internet earlier today, and I guess it's good to know, but Chuck agrees with the Celtics' moves. Charles Barkley kind of likes the way this roster is shaping up.
Oh, that's good. You know, it's like it's funny when it comes to Charles Barkley. It's like if he likes what you're doing, hey, that's great. If he doesn't like what you're doing, eh, it's just Charles Barkley.
Right, that's so great too. Yeah,
yeah, but yeah, it's. I think the Celtics did make some good moves, and I think especially when it comes to when you're buying into Joe Mazzulla's style, if you're going to do it the other way, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to go with a traditional point guard, then keeping Marcus Smart made sense. But buying into Joe Mazzulla's kind of offense first style, that everything that they've done seems to kind of fit what he's trying to do. And look, a team has to be on the same page. That's the number one thing from this past season. Everybody has to be on the same page. Everybody has to be together operating towards one common goal. And even though I may disagree with Mazzulla's kind of approach and how it might be different than how I would do it, but because he's the head coach, they're leaning heavily into that, and everybody is in lockstep. It almost doesn't matter what the plan is in the NBA. If you have everybody on the same page and everybody going to execute that plan, there's a good chance that it's going to work.
Speaking of being on the same page, a lot of buzz out there about Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum working out together. As you pointed out, you can interpret that a lot of different ways, but it's certainly not a bad sign.
No, it's great. It's great to see them working out together. And, you know, the I think the video, whenever it does come out, eventually some of that video will be shared. And I think we're going to see like a couple of guys that are taking this pretty seriously. And it's not that they, you know, because they haven't been working out together in the past, doesn't mean that they weren't serious about it. But this is, you know, it's another year. It's another iteration of this team. And these guys are a little bit older. I think they see the importance of moments like that. So it's good to see. It sends a nice, strong message to the rest of the team that these guys, they're focused. They're focused on a championship and trying to do what they can as leaders of the team. And you know, it's great for the fans. It's great for teammates. It's great for everybody to kind of see that these guys are kind of together. It's like what I was saying at the first answer, together working towards the same goal. Other preseason or off seasons have been them working towards different goals. It's just, you know, one extra step forward together. It's good.
As you pointed out, and blissfully, I don't listen to much Boston sports talk radio, but it's an opportunity for any number of people to twist this and make something of it, because you got to have your hot takes.
Yeah, I'm all for. These are, everybody's trying to do a job, right? Everybody on that sports talk radio, that they're trying to do a job, and part of their job is to get people to call in and argue or support. It's, they are not the place for nuanced kind of both sides kind of takes. They are, sports talk radio is be definitive, take your stand, be, you know, strong in that. Do not waver. If there's ever an opportunity to choose between saying you have a good point or you don't know what you're talking about, you always say you don't know what you're talking about. I think that's part of that's in the playbook. It's in the manual. So, yeah, they'll twist it. They'll say them not working out together in the past is, you know, part of the problem, and you know, it took them this long. Well, whatever. It's fine. It's fine. I'm not gonna begrudge people doing their job, but I will say if you don't want that, Then I know a few podcasts that you could probably listen to that will probably get you some more nuanced takes that kind of see all sides.
I don't know, though. Those podcast guys, look, they tend to have, like, facts and information and analysis. I just want uninformed opinion, John.
That's right. That's right. Who needs facts? Who needs analysis? I know. It's so funny. There's so much of this is entertainment, right? Like,
oh yes,
that's and I want to be entertaining in my podcast for sure. But there's a level of information that goes along with this, and you know, I would say sports talk radio treat it like a comedy show. You know, it's either if I am cheese, they are Velveeta. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just that processed. Whatever, and like, hey, sometimes you just want some Velveeta poured over nachos, and it tastes good. Like, I'm not going to say that that's a bad thing, but you know, I'm a nice, finely aged cheddar.
That's why I was going to say that. Absolutely, and yet you also make me laugh too, because I love you giving a new nickname to James Harden. I thought it was brilliant.
Oh yeah, that's right. I gave him the big baby. I took Glenn Davis's name because he wasn't using it anymore, and I said Big Baby James. Like it fits. He's the biggest baby in the NBA. Boy, that Philly situation has gone south in a hurry, and it's great for Celtics. It's great for Celtics fans, and as much as that Celtics Lakers rivalry is you know the preeminent rivalry in basketball, Celtics Sixers, man, that's a good one. That one's a grid one. Celtics-Lakers is the prestige one. Celtics-Sixers is the gritty.
Yeah.
Like, that's the real, you know. Celtics-Lakers is a five-star, like, a Michelin-star restaurant. Celtics-Sixers is, like, that diner, that dirty diner. It's just delicious. It always delivers. It's so much fun. And, it's definitely a little dirty. And, you know, hey, if any... you know, misfortune falls upon that franchise that causes them to prematurely fall apart, so be it.
I'm good with that, absolutely. What about Lamar Stevens? Is he a guy that can find his way to Boston, and would he be a good piece of the puzzle for them?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the guys that came in to work out for the Celtics this past week, or last week, and I think... along with like TJ Warren and some other guys, it goes back to Missoula ball. And what are you trying to do here? Are you trying to add even more offense, which would make him not the best choice? But the Celtics are missing kind of a maniac post Marcus Smart trade. They are kind of missing that one guy that you can throw out there, an NBA level defender that, you know, you're not Jordan Walsh. I don't think he's going to be ready yet. He's still too thin. He's still learning. Like, I don't want to put him out there right away. So you need somebody out there with an NBA body that understands what's needed. And personally, I'm all for it. Personally, yes, Lamar Stevens could be a great addition, someone to come off the bench at the minimum to defend. You can put him out there in a defense-only lineup or a defense-heavy lineup. If you're up five and you need to get some stops, that's something. Or down five, you need to get some stops. And if he can ever display a decent jumper, then he could be a good fit. He has not hit the three pointer very very effectively, but if there's any sign of, you know, where you can shrug and say, hey, maybe it's that the more he's shot the ball, the better he has shot it. But unfortunately, that tops out at about 32%. So maybe you can find a way to get him some enough looks and enough confidence and enough space, you know, next to some really, really good players that he can shoot more open shots more effectively.
Read his fine work at Boston Sports Journal. Listen, subscribe to the Locked On Celtics podcast. He's the always tasty, never cheesy John Corrales. Thank you, John.
Thank you very much, sir.
We'll see you next week.